Checking, okay. Okay, 今天小一点, okay. Yeah, 今天早上, checking.
Yes, it's there.
Checking. 好像是echo, 是不是? Okay. Checking. Okay. 如果声音太大的话，可以跟我们讲一下 ，OK？ 好，刚才我们感谢神子给两位弟兄跟我们念念，今天我们要看的经文。
We thank God that our brothers just read the passage we have today.
当他们念完以后，我才想起。 下礼拜开始都是过年
After they read that, I just realized that we have Chinese New Year coming up.
好像这些经文跟过年好像不是太好的，好像从中文的观点来看。
Maybe from a Chinese point of view, the passage is not that suitable.
但是希望今天我们看完神的话之后
But hopefully through reading the Word of God.
Today,
we can receive the blessing in whatever the situation we may encounter. So the subject, the topic for today is the potter and the clay.
神的主权,
God's sovereignty.
只是对这个题目已经改了很多遍
I have changed my mind about the topic a couple times
我曾经想过说要不要把它改成说在患难当中顺服神的旨意与带领
One time I thought maybe I should change the topic to be obedient to God's will and lead in our distress
但是如果你听过我前几次讲到的时候
But maybe after you heard my sermon a few times previously.
You
say, talking about obedience again. So I changed my topic a little bit.
讲到神的主权,
so it become God's sovereignty. So after the sermon today,
欢迎弟兄姐妹，你可以从我的分享里面 跟我讲说，其实更适合的题目应该是怎么样是最好的。
Feel free to tell me what is a more suitable topic for my sermon.
所以希望你们听和留意我讲的内容。
So I hope you can carefully listen to my content.
所以给你们听讲的时候一个功课。
So this is homework for you while listening to my sermon.
就是从我讲的内容里面。
Through what I about to preach.
可以帮我找出一个更适合的这个讲到的题目
And find a more suitable topic for me
好,我们先做个祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
我们在天上的父
Our dear Heavenly Father
我们先为到你赐下我们这几天的雨水献上我们感谢
First we give thanks to you for the rains in the previous few days
虽然可能很多雨水太多时候可能我们也觉得
Sometimes we may feel it's too much rain.
但主，我们知道你这个恩典就是赐给我们的。
But we believe that's the blessing from you.
主，我们今天早上 特别来到听关于你主权的事情。
Today we are coming to listen to the word related to your sovereignty.
求你的圣灵亲自向我们讲话。
May your Holy Spirit speak to us.
求你从你的话语当中。 才心里面再次提醒我们
May you remind us through your word
我们跟你的关系应该是怎么样的
What is the right relationship between you and us
主要求你带领我们
Please lead us
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名求
We pray this in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen
OK 还不晓得你们还记不记得一首诗歌
I'm not sure if you remember there's a hymn
他提到说，神没有应许天色常蓝。
God has not promised the sky always blue.
还是这个花香常漫。
Or will be flowers along the path.
虽然我们是成为基督徒。
So even though we are Christians now,
我们知道我们不是常常都是一帆风顺的。
We are not always in a smooth path.
我们很难避免人生都会遭遇的困难。
It's hard to avoid difficulties along the way.
很多时候，当我们遭遇困难的时候
，There are many times while we encounter these trials and tribulations.
我们都会很多时候就会问，为什么会发生在我身上
？We often ask ourselves, why does this happen to me?
如果这个困难是非常的，大的一个困难的时候
，If this is a huge challenge to us,
可能我们会怀疑我们的信仰
，And sometimes we doubt our own faith.
有时候我们考虑说，我们所信的神是否真实的？
We wonder whether the God we believed in is true or not.
尤其是如果我们信主的时候，我们只是把耶稣只是看成是一个保佑我们的神的时候。
So especially if we think that God is just someone who is supposed to protect us.
当我们一切是一帆风顺。事事顺利的时候
，So when we are doing well in everything，
我们都没有病痛的时候
，We have no sickness or illness，
我想我们信耶稣好像没有太大问题
，Then there's no problem for us to believe in God。
但是如果有一天你发现你开始遭遇一些事情，你觉得基督徒应该不会遭遇嘛？这个事情。
But if there's a time you think that you encounter things that should not happen to Christians，
尤其是当你向耶稣祷告的时候
，especially after you pray to Jesus，
耶稣好像没有答应你的时候
，and there's no answer from him，
你们会。对耶稣的信仰开始的动摇。
Would you would your faith be shaken by that？
所以我希望当我们信耶稣以后
，I hope that when we become Christians，
我们可以慢慢把这个观念从神的话当中，我们可以改过来。
We can change this mindset through the Word of God。
也希望透过今天我跟弟兄姐妹的分享。
And hope through the sharing I have with you today.
我们可以重新再将我们跟神的关系重新有一个，就是在困难当中我们可以把我们跟神的关系有一个希望更准确的一个概念。
So we can have a better or correct understanding about our relationship with God while we are in the midst of challenges or difficulties.
我希望我的分享是从神的话出来。
Hope that my words sharing coming from the Word of God.
希望不是从我自己单单是从我自己理性里面推敲出来的。
I hope that this is not something just through my own reasoning.
如果我讲完道以后，弟兄姐妹发现有些话是出于我自己的。
If there's things you think this is only coming from me.
不要介意跟我来跟我讲。
Feel free to tell me.
等我们可以一起在神的话里面一起来长进。
So we can grow in the Word of God together.
所以今天早上我想差点想讲今天晚上，因为蛮黑的。今天早上跟弟兄们分享第一个圣经的人物，我想从旧约这个哈巴谷书里面先看一下。
So the first biblical figure we are about to talk is from the book of Habakkuk.
所以如果记得刚才能够带四个的弟兄帮我们念的这个哈巴谷书。
So the worship team read this passage for us.
哈巴谷他是大概是在主前605年的时候，在犹大国做先知。
Habakkuk is a prophet in the time around 605 before Christ.
以及那时候其实。以色列已经分开南国跟北国。
At the time, there the kingdom was divided into northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
北国是应该是以色列国。
The northern kingdom is called Israel.
南国是犹大。
And the southern kingdom is called Judah.
那哈巴谷他做先知的时候，北国应该已经灭亡了。
By the time Habakkuk is a prophet, the northern kingdom already ruined, already collapsed.
所以只剩南国这个犹大国。
So there's only the southern kingdom Judah left.
其实我以前我不晓得原来哈巴谷跟耶利米是同时期的先知。
Actually, I didn't know this before. The Jeremiah and Habakkuk, they are from the same era.
我是今天早上才知道的。
I just learned this morning.
所以只是哈巴谷这一卷书实是很短的一卷书。
Habakkuk is actually a very short book.
只有三章这个三章很短的。
There's a very short three chapters.
这卷先知书里面，他的一般的先知书通常都是神透过先知向以色列民所讲的话。
So a lot of prophets, or most of them, are the books that God speaks through the prophets to the people of Israel.
但是哈巴谷是比较特别一点。
But this book Habakkuk is a little bit special.
它是哈巴谷跟神的一些的对话。
It is a conversation or dialogue between the prophet and God.
从旧约里面，除了哈巴谷，另外一卷书就是有同类的这个文章的题材，就是这个约伯记。
The other similar book is Job.
因为约伯记就是约伯跟神的一些的对话。
That is a conversation between Job and God.
所以在哈巴谷他第一第二章可以看一下第一第二章他到底是跟神讲什么话。
So we can take a look up in the chapter 1 and 2 what did Habakkuk talk to God about.
就是他问这个问题，我想我们很多人都会，当我们遭遇困难，尤其是基督徒，我们都会问这种问题。
Many of us would say ask the same question when we encounter difficulties.
就是不停在问神为什么是我。
We ask why me?
为什么会发生这种事情？
Why does this happen to me?
所以哈巴谷第一、第二章基本上就是这样问神。
So in chapter 1 and 2, that's how the prophet asked God.
他就说耶和华。我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？
So it asks, how long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?
因为那时候神，当时候哈巴谷他发现，在犹大国里面，说是充满这个罪恶，跟这个亚波在这个犹大国里面。
So Prophet Habakkuk realized that there are a lot of sins there's committed among the people in Judah.
所以当时哈巴谷就觉得说，为什么神好像不管这些事情？
He cried out and asked God why God is not intervening.
为什么这个是非颠倒的时代，神好像一点都不管？
Why does God not care about this sinful world?
当神回答他的，跟他说我还是要管的时候。
But when Jehovah God told him that he will interfere.
哈巴谷更迷惑。
And Habakkuk got even more surprised.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神说他要用巴比伦国来入侵这个犹大国。
So God said he will interfere through the invasion of Babylonian empire.
所以哈巴谷就说，神啊，你是那位眼目清洁不看邪恶的神。
But he said that you are the one who is shy away from all the evils.
为什么你会用一个比犹大国更罪恶猛淫的这个国家来消灭这个犹大国。
Why do you use a kingdom that is has more evil than the Judah to wipe out the Judah?
所以看到哈巴谷他觉得说，神的所做的事情好像会被这个公理显然真的颠倒了，整个颠倒过来了。
So to him, it seems that the justice rendered by God is upside down.
他说 犹大国虽然他是不公义，很多罪恶的当中。
So in his mind, it's true that Judah is sinful.
但是巴比伦不是更糟糕吗
？But isn't Babylonian worse than Judah?
但是当神这样回答哈巴谷的时候
，So when he answered Habakkuk, when God answered Habakkuk,
哈巴谷他在第三章怎么回答神？
So in chapter 3, Habakkuk answered back to God this way.
Okay, 好吧，我们一起念一下这这些第十六节。
So let's all read verse 16 together.
我们念中文就可以了。
Let's try the Chinese.
我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发电。温途中受难，我在所立之处站惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯境之民上来。所以当哈巴谷看到神的话以后，他开始有第一个反应。
So the first reaction from Habakkuk once he heard God, what God told him.
他虽然很站惊着等候，他还是安静下来等候这个巴比伦的这个神的审判来到。
So while trembling before God, he is still quiet down and wait for the judgment to come.
跟着他继续讲了两句，我想弟兄姐妹都很熟的两句话。
In the following two verses, we probably are many brothers and sisters probably are very familiar with them.
虽然我们每一次遭遇困难。不开心的事情，我们都会讲这句话的。
Many times, when we encounter sad things, we like to quote these two verses.
我们可不可以一起念十七跟十八节
？So let's read verse 17 and verse 18.
也是中文就可以了。
Let's just try Chinese.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力。田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而，我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。所以，这边我们看到
，So here we can see，
虽然当哈巴谷向神问了这么多问题以后
，Even after the prophet asked many questions to God。
事情好像没有什么改变。
Ending doesn't seem to be gonna change.
神还是会用巴比伦来审判犹大国。
God is gonna judge Judah through the invasion of Babylonians.
那哈巴谷他也在等待，他不是期待，他就是在等待这个巴比伦国这个攻击。
So Habakkuk is not hoping but waiting for the invasion of this Babylonian kingdom.
但是他的回应是一个信心的回应。
But he responded with a faithful prayer.
当他愿意顺服下来的时候
When he is willing to submit and be obedient,
他愿意顺服在神的主权之下的时候
When he is willing to submit to God's sovereignty,
虽然环境没有改变
Even though the circumstance has not changed,
而且这个将来的看起来越来越黑，越来越黑暗。
And the future seems to be darker and gloomier.
但是他相信神还是他的救恩。
But he still believed that God will be his salvation.
神还是在保护。
And it will be his protection.
所以哈巴谷把他的忧虑跟他的不满意都放下来。
So he rests upon in God with his worries.
他重新得到他的信心跟他从神来的力量。
And regain the faith and strength from God.
这个只是对我们是一个很好的一个帮助。
And think this is a great help to us.
只是这句话，这两句话都是我很喜欢的两句话。
Actually, these two verses are my one the a few that my favorite verses.
因为这两句话讲出我们基督徒对神的这个信心的那个坚持。
So it's a it talks about our insistence to the faith in God.
当然我们。如果在查经当中，我们常常都听见说，神 No is an answer. No is also an answer.
So a lot of times when we discuss, we have Bible study, and we often say that when God say no, that is still an answer to our prayer.
就是如果神不答应的时候，也是神给我们的答案。
So when God does not answer to us, it's an answer to us.
虽然我们都明白这个道理。
Even though we all understand, we understand this teaching.
但通常我们都不喜欢这个答案的。
But we usually don't like the answer.
我们都希望神给我们答案是一个肯定的一个 yes 的答案。
We always want God to answer with an affirmative yes.
但是我们希望我们可以学这个哈巴谷一样。
But we want to learn from Habakkuk.
当神把他的旨意讲明给他听的时候
，When God revealed His will to us，
他就选择去跟随神。
And then it's our choice or Habakkuk's choice to follow His will。
当我们遇到困难，而且神好像不听我们祷告的时候
，So when we encounter difficulties, but it seems like God is not listening to our prayer。
我们可以说有两个很简单的决定。
We can make two possible simple decisions.
当然可以从这两个决定可以变出很多不同类型的决定。
But of course you can extend these decisions into different varieties.
第一个决定说我还是继续不满意神的答案，还继续求神改变。
The first possibility is that I will continue, to ask God to change His plan because I'm not satisfied with His answer.
这个是其中一个选择。
This is one of the choice.
另外一个选择是说，我们从我们信心，就像哈巴谷一样，我们就接受神的安排，我们凭信心是安息在神的计划当中。
So the second possible choice for us is to rest and submit to God's sovereignty with our faith.
跟着刚才我讲分享就说就是要安息在神的话语当中。
So we talk about we need to rest upon in God.
就像在以赛亚书三十章十五节所讲的。
Just like what been recorded in Isaiah chapter 30.Verse 15,
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
So, 15. For that's the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, "In repentance and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength."
但是常常我们都不会念最后一句的。
But we usually skip the ending of this verse.
你们谨自不肯。
But you were not willing.
Yeah, 所以其实神好像把这个平安祸患放在你的面前。
It sounds like the God has laid the rest before you.
神说如果你愿意归回安息的时候。
So it says, if you are willing to return to this rest,
你们在这个困难大困难当中，你愿意平静安稳的时候，
if you are willing to quiet down in this great challenge and difficulties, before you,
就像哈巴谷，他把他的信心放在神的面前，
just like Habakkuk, put his faith in God,
所以你们会得救，你们会得力，
and you will receive the salvation and the strength.
但很多时候，就像以赛亚书所讲的，我们不愿意做。
But a lot of times, like what Isaiah says here, we are not willing.
因为我们觉得可能我们的计划、我们的安排比神更好。
Very often we feel that our work, our plan is more superior than God's.
只要神听我的计划，就一切都会更好。
If only God is willing to listen to us, then things will be right.
但是在这个情况之下，神说：“如果你像哈巴谷一样安静下来的时候
，But in this case, God tells us if you're willing to rest, like what Habakkuk did,
你会得到神从神而来的力量跟这个喜乐去面对这个困难
，And you will have the peace and joy to face the challenges and difficulties ahead of you.
所以现在我们从旧约卷到新约 去看圣经另外一个人物。
Now let's come to New Testament to see another biblical figure.
这个人物我想我们都很熟悉的。
This is someone who we know well.
就是保罗。
That is Paul.
保罗就知道说在哥林多后书十二章第七跟第八节是讲到说他身上有一根刺。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 8, it talks about in Paul there's a thorn in him.
好不好一起我们一起把第七、第八节我们再念一遍好不好？Maybe
let's just read 7 and 8 together.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以也有一根刺加在我肉体上。就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。所以，这边我想问主席说，保罗他身上有这一根刺。
Here it says that there's a thorn in inside of Paul.
当然，这根刺有不同的解释。
Of course, there are many different understanding of what the thorn is.
所以我们今天也不会特别去看到底是这根刺是什么。
We shall not look into more details about what the thorn is today.
但是我们知道，至少保罗他是向神求过三次，要把这个事拿走。
But at least we know that Paul has pleaded to God to remove the thorn three times.
我相信我们在基督徒的生命当中，我们有时候身上有一些东西是我们希望神帮我们拿走的。
There are things in our life, I believe, just like Paul, there are things we would like to God to remove from our life.
会不会是比如说你的老板？
Maybe that is your boss.
所以通常我有时候说说，如果这老板不是换成老板多好。
Often we see it would be wonderful if I can have a different boss.
虽然我们讲到不应该讲到政治方面的。
So even though we should not talk about politics during the sermon.
以下我分享这个不代表我个人的意见。
What I'm saying is only my own personal opinion.
各位有人说，如果我们现在总统换一个总统多好。
It may not be my opinion, but people may say that it will be wonderful if we can have a different president.
但是圣经跟我们说，我们要为在上的祷告。
But Bible told us to pray for who are in charge of the country.
无论你都不喜欢在上的总统也好，掌权的也好。
No matter how dislike you have, dislike you have to those people in charge of the country,
我们还是要为他们祷告。
We should still pray for them.
不过这是题外话的。
But this is a kind of sidetrack.
所以我们在生命当中，我们都是有些东西我们不喜欢有的。
There are all things in our life we don't want it to be around us.
都像保罗他身上这根刺
，just like the thorn in side of the Paul.
当保罗向神这样求的时候
，so when Paul pray or plead to God this way,
我想我们都熟悉神怎么回答
，and we all are familiar with how God respond to Paul.
Okay, 好吧，我们念一下第九节好不好
？So maybe can we read verse 9 together?
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力服庇我。所以当神是怎么对保罗讲呢？
So how did God answer to Paul's pleading?
神说这个软弱神的能力是在保罗的软弱上显得完全。
He said, God's power is perfected in Paul's weakness.
但是那保罗他怎么回答神
？And how did Paul answer back?
他说：“所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
”Paul replied, "Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weakness.
所以看到保罗当他明白神的心意的时候，
So when Paul realized what God's will is,
他没有继续再问神说，你为什么要把这个留在我身上？
He didn't continue to ask why you want to keep this thorn in me.
他都以神所讲的话为整件事情的一个决定。
He considered the response from God, the decision from God.
他不单只说不单只说我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Not only he said, I'm willing to boast about my weakness.
跟做第十节他讲得更好的。
In verse 10, it says something even more profound.
中文没有翻的这个英文那么好其实。
I think the English version, the translation is a little bit better than the Chinese.
因为中文他翻成说我为基督的缘故就把所有这些软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦，为可喜乐的。
Because in Chinese, it says about all these weaknesses or difficulties, I consider them joyful.
但是英文它是用 "I am well content."
But in English, it's used the word "content."
Content 就是说我已经心满意足了。
It's talking about someone whose heart is satisfied.
所以它中文是翻成喜乐。
So in Chinese it talks about he is rejoicing in it.
但是英文其实他说他欢喜喜乐是因为他里面已经满足了。
In English it implies that his rejoice comes from the contentment in his heart.
就是说虽然我有这个软弱在当中。
So he's saying, even though I'm still has all the weakness,
所以这些东西从人的角度看就是不好的。
So even though all these things happen seems to be bad from the worldly point of view.
但是因为基督的缘故
But for the sake of Christ,
我已经把这些东西我都觉得没有不是问题了。
I consider all these are not an issue anymore in my life.
所以看到保罗当他明白神的旨意的时候
So when Paul realized what God's will is in his life,
环境没有改变,
the circumstance has not changed.
他不愿意的根刺还是在他身上,
that thorn is still in inside of him.
他从求神把这个事拿走,
so he turned away from asking God to take out that thorn,
到他接受这个刺神所不屑拿走。
And to accepting the fact that God wants that thorn to be left in him.
到他为身上这个软弱来夸耀。
And to a point even he boasts about weakness in him.
所以我们从保罗跟哈伯谷身上我们看到他们怎么样去愿意顺服神的他的主权。
So we see from both Paul and Habakkuk how they are willing to submit themselves to the God's sovereignty.
那时候我们会抱怨。
So very often we would like to complain.
我们觉得不公平。
We want to complain about this unjust situation.
我们甚至会问神为什么会发生这个事情。
We want to ask why does this happen to me?
当然我不是鼓励弟兄姐妹去做这些事情。
Of course, I'm not encouraging you to do these things.
但是像哈巴谷一样他都会问神为什么会发生这个事情。
But we can see even Prophet Habakkuk would sometimes ask questions like these.
因为我们人还是有我们自己的感情。
Because we are human still have our own emotions.
当然我们遇到一些我们没办法解释的这个大的困难天灾人祸的时候。
So sometimes we are facing things we cannot explain, or the calamities or disasters around us.
所以有时候我们会问神开始的时候好像是很自然会发生的事情。
So it is natural for us to start asking questions.
但是我们愿不愿意像这个哈伯谷跟保罗一样
But are we willing to be like Paul and Habakkuk?
当神的答案是没有听我们，好像没有听我们祷告的时候。
So even when God's answer seemingly is not in line with what we expected.
我们就像哈巴谷跟保罗一样。
We can learn learn to be like Paul and Habakkuk.
我们谦卑下来，来跟随顺服神。
We can humble ourselves and be obedient to Him.
因为我们基督徒希望我们明白。当然我们从神得到很多，比如说开始 得到救恩，跟着从神身上得到很多的好处。
So obviously we Christians understand we have received many blessings from God, things like salvation and the things are following.
但是我们也知道我们基督徒一个很重要的责任。
But there's a great responsibility for a Christian too.
就是在我们身上要荣耀神。
That is to glorify God.
如果当这些困难处境来到我们身上的时候
，So when all this distress fall upon us，
而这些事情可以在我们身上荣耀神的话
，And if these things can glorify can be used to glorify God，
就像保罗他知道这根刺，因为这根刺神可以在他身上，他软弱上显出神的能力，神的公义在当中。
Just like Paul can see that God will be using his weakness to show his strength and power and his glory.
如果你明白这个是神的心意的时候
，If you understand this is the will of God，
你愿不愿意安静下来说，愿主的旨意在我身上成全
？Will be willing to quiet down and say, "May your will be done."
Okay, 只是下面原本我是在想再讲关于什么真的是神的主权。
Actually, I was supposed to tell you what is the sovereignty of God.
我想应该还有时间，所以 OK
是、sure.
所以当我们刚刚用看到两个例子，哈巴谷跟保罗。
So after we have seen the two examples, Paul and Habakkuk.
所以我们很多时候我们想说到底什么是才是真的是神的主权
Then we probably want to know what is really the sovereignty of God
在旧约里面有一卷书里面讲关于神的主权是讲得很比较清楚的
So there's a clearer description about the sovereignty of God in the Bible
就是在耶利米书
That is written in the Jeremiah
就是在耶利米书第十八章
，That is written in chapter 18 of Jeremiah 18.
Okay, 那个时候，神耶和华神对耶利米说：“你到这窑匠的家里面去看，听我的话。”
So, the word of God came to Jeremiah saying, go down to the potter's house."
在耶利米书常常神都会跟耶利米说：“你到某一个地方去看一个。”一件事情发生当中，从这件事情发生当中，神就向他讲话。
So in the book of Jeremiah, God often instructed Jeremiah to go down to see something happening, and through the events, he can receive the God's revelation.
其他的先知书通常比较少这种。
It's less often in other prophets, in other books.
我记得很久以前不晓得是真还是假的。
I don't remember a while back, even though how true that is, I'm not certain.
就是当宋尚杰博士讲道的时候。
So when Dr. Song preaching,
他常常都用一些实质的东西一边讲一边给大家看。
He would like to use some teaching some
materials
to present his sermon.
有一次他用了一个很特别的东西。
One time he used a very special object.
我想中国人过年就不愿意讲的。
Many people Chinese probably doesn't want to talk about this.
所以我还是不讲好了。
So I won't mention.
Yeah. 不过就是当神在耶利米向耶利米讲话的时候。
So when God speak to Jeremiah,
他是带耶利米到一个地方耶和华帐的家里面。
He's doing so through taking Jeremiah to a potter's house.
他就说第三节他说我就跟着耶利米他都下到这耶和华帐的家里面去正与他准人做器皿。
So he observed that the Jeremiah see the potter is making something on the wheel.
跟着第四节他讲到说这个窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了他又用着泥另做别的器皿窑匠看怎么样好就怎么样做。
So in verse 4 it talks about this potter spoiled this whatever he's the making and then the potter remake the clay into another vessel.
跟着我们下面讲一句话就是神跟我们讲什么是神的主权。
So the sovereignty is what written here.
啊就是关于这个窑匠跟泥土的事情。
It's just like the relationship between potter and the clay.
跟着神就说
In verse 5 and 6 God says this.
啊我们可不可以一起念第六节
Shall we all read verse 5 and 6 together?
啊，第六节就可以了。
Just verse 6。
耶和华说：“以色列家，我带你们岂不能照着窑帐弄泥吗？以色列家，泥在窑帐的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。”所以这边好像讲了一句话。通常我想，一般啊。我们觉得，哎，这样好像不是太听完，好像不是太舒服。
So sometimes we feel uncomfortable when we hear the words uttered here.
好像我们信这个神是怎么讲了？是有点不管我们的神。
So sometimes we feel by listening to this, sometimes we feel that God is someone who doesn't really care about us.
好像他喜欢怎么弄这个。你弄什么器皿就弄什么器皿。
It sounds like whatever he desires, however he wants to make the clay, he can do whatever he wants.
好像我们不能在当中可以有什么发表什么意见。
As if we don't have any say in all this.
可能这句话跟我们现在我们的概念有点很不一样，好像。
This is very different from our modern thoughts.
从某一个角度来看，神是有绝对的主权。
It is true that in some aspect, God obviously has his absolute sovereignty.
但是，当我们讲到神的这个主权的时候，我们要深入的去看一下这个主权的内容的性质是怎么样的。
But we need to look deeper about the property characteristics of this sovereignty.
我们看到神这个主权只是我可以用这个属灵的定律去可以说神的这个主权是有个根据一个属灵的定律的。
So we can say this sovereignty is based upon a spiritual law.
我们继续看第七跟第八跟第九第十节。
So we can continue to read look at verse 7 through 10.
各位七跟八我们可以请姐妹帮我念一下好不好
Can we just ask sisters to ask verse 7 and 8?
我何时认到一邦和一国说要罢黜拆毁坏我所说的哪一国邦若是准意离开他们的耳我就必后悔不将我想要施行的灾祸降于他们好我们跟着请弟兄帮我念第九第十节我何时认到一邦和一国说要建立在旨我们若行我眼中看为恶的事不听从我的话我就必后悔不将我所说的福气赐给他们所以从这两句话的四节里面
So from these four verses
我们看到神的主权好像又在改变
So you see If the sovereignty seems to be sovereignty of God seems to be modified somewhat.
啊，很多时候我们基督徒都可能从神学，有时候都在讨论说神的旨意会不会改变。
Often we question discuss among ourselves whether God's desire will maybe moved or changed.
啊，所以我们今天就不是讨论这个问题。
Obviously we are not talking about that today.
我们主要是从这边去看看神的主权，他的可以说在某一个程度上是有一些根据的。
So his sovereignty in some way is based on other factors.
这边讲得很清楚说。
So it's clear in these four verses.
神说如果神开始对一个国家，所以对给他说神要惩罚一个国家。
So when God talk about punishing a kingdom or a nation.
如果这个国家后悔悔改的时候。
If this nation is willing to turn around and repent,
神把这个灾祸都会拿走。
God will remove this punishment or disaster.
但是如果有个国家，神说给他祝福。
On the other hand, if God desires to bless a nation,
如果这个国家行神认为恶的事情的时候
，Yet this nation turn and do does evil against him.
神所给他的福气就会拿走
，And this blessing will be removed from this nation.
所以我们看到在这方面，神的主权不是可以说是一方面单方面的。
So it is. So we see that the sovereignty of God is not just one way.
是可以说是有。互动的这个关系在当中。
There is an interaction between God and His people.
就是当这个窑匠跟泥土怎么互动的时候。
So when the potter and the clay has certain interaction,
神的主权啊，我只是我不想用改变啊，因为这个是如果我们用从啊。又没有别的字，所以我就用改变这个字好了。
I'm reluctant to use the word change to describe God's will, but I don't really have a better word for it.
啊，但是神的改变可以说是根据他这个属灵的一个定律在当中。
So his change is based upon unchangeable spiritual law of coming from him.
啊。那跟着第二点，我们发现这个关于神这个主权这方面。
So the second observation I have is about his sovereignty.
啊，都是在希伯来书十二章第九节所讲的。
That is recorded in the Hebrew, the book of Hebrew, chapter 12.
啊，我很快的，我们就不念这个经文了。
We won't be reading the passage here.
啊，但是这边讲到啊，这个主权的关系不是这个主人跟这个奴隶的关系。
It talks about this sovereignty is not something like a master to a slave.
它是一个父亲儿女的关系。
But rather a father-children sovereignty.
而且当我们愿意顺服神的主权
，So when we are willing to submit to the sovereignty,
就像儿女愿意敬重他们的父母的概念。
If it's out of respect, like a children respecting their parents.
Okay, 好，那我们就到我今天也是 conclusion.
So we can come to our conclusion today.
啊，我是用一首诗歌可以帮我做一个 conclusion.
I would like to use a hymn to be my conclusion.
啊，不是我们要唱。
It's not that we're gonna sing it.
啊，这首诗歌内容我是觉得讲得非常好。
I think this is a very nice hymn.
他说耶稣领我。
It talks about the Jesus leads me.
他说我们有时候遭遇这个困苦忧伤，有时候大的喜乐安康，但无论危险无论稳妥，全靠耶稣亲手领我。
So it says sometimes mid seems of deep gloom, sometimes where Eden's flower bloom, by water calm over troubled sea, still 'tis God's hands that leads me.
啊，跟着另外一节
，and the other verse says this:
我愿紧握恩主圣手，甘心乐意随主行走，欲祸欲福两般皆可，因由耶稣亲手领我。
It says, Lord, I would clasp my hands in mine, nor ever murmur, nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me.
当我们讲到神的主权的时候，
When we talk about the sovereignty of God,
我并不是鼓励弟兄姐妹盲目的去相信一件事情。
I'm not encouraging you to believe in something blindly.
并不是说没有证据去支持我们的信仰，我们就随便的相信。
I'm not talking about accepting something without
其实我们基督徒都很多的这种护教的这种资料。
We have a lot of like apologetic information for Christians.
是帮助基督徒用理性的角度去看这个信仰。
We can see we can review our faith through reasoning.
但是我们从另外一个角度去看。
But there is another angle to look at our faith.
我们人生都偶然会碰到一些我们没办法解释理解的事情。
There are things in life we cannot explain.
我们理性可能没办法，有的时候没办法通过我们的理性。
That are things we cannot reason through the reason, our reasons.
应该说不能通过这理性去找一个我们满足的答案。
We cannot reach a satisfactory answer through our reasoning.
当我们遇到那种情况的时候，
When we are in the midst of that situation,
我们愿不愿意继续去跟随神？
Are we willing to continue to follow him?
就是无论前面的路程会带我们到什么地方去，
Whether he leads us to,
我们只要知道是耶稣的带领，
As long as we know he is leading us,
我们就愿意安息在他面前，
We are willing to rest before him.
所以最后我是想用方莫甘泉里面有一月一号的一篇文章作为结束。
So I'd like to use the streams in the desert in the first day of the year. There's an article I'd like to use that as our conclusion.
他这边讲到说他是从生命记十一章十一到十二节出来的。
It's taken from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 11 and 12.
你们要过去的得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
It says here, but the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain and heaven, from heaven. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to the end.
他这边讲到说，亲爱的肚子，今天我们站在一个新的警戒上，前途枉然，摆在我们面前的是一个新年等待我们经过，谁也不能预知在将来的路程中有什么遭遇、什么变迁、什么需要。可是这里有一段从父神来的信息，最能安慰我们，最能激励我们。
In the article, the author says this, Today, dear friends, we stand upon the verge of an unknown. There lies before us a new year. We are going forth to possess it. Who can tell us what we shall find? What new experiences, what changes shall come? What new needs shall arise? But there is the cheering, comforting, gladdening message from our Heavenly Father.The Lord thy God careth for it.
都是耶和华我们的神时常看顾我们。
It is Lord Jehovah who cares for them always.
我们不能说 我们不能说前面没有损失、忧虑跟思念，但我们只能信靠父神必从今日起伸出他大能的手来扶持我们当走的路。所以我新的一年是一个快乐有福的一年。
So even though we cannot tell what losses and sorrow and trials are doing, trust only the Father comes near to take our hands and lead us on our way today. It shall be a blessed new year.
So, 在新的一年当中,
so in this new year,
我们 可不可以像油杖跟泥土神对我们所讲的话
So it's just like the clay and the potter.
啊，无论玉或玉斧。
Whether it's disaster or blessing.
啊，只要我们知道是神的美意的话。
As long as we know it's God's wonderful will.
我都愿意谦卑的去顺。
We are willing to follow Him in humility.
好，请我们做个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们天上的父
Dear Heavenly Father
我们感谢你的主权在我们身上
We give thanks to you for your sovereignty over us
主我们知道很多时候从人的肉体的软弱我们都不喜欢别人的主权在我们身上
Even though in our weakness we don't like to be lord over
但是主如果你的主权在我们身上能显出你的慈爱你的大能的时候
But God, if through your sovereignty, it can demonstrate or manifest your love for us.
我们愿意安静下来。
We are willing to rest and be quiet down before you.
安息在你的主权之下。
Rest underneath your sovereignty.
成为一个有用的器皿。
Become a useful vessel to you.
求主你继续带领我们。
May you continue to lead and guide us.
我们祷告，侍奉耶稣的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.